Chapter 3. Billy's Plan. Billy went to the library the next morning.
"This place is enormous," he said.
"Yes, isn't it fantastic?"
said Mrs. Ward, smiling.
"Welcome to the school. If you like books, you'll love this library."
"I love books," answered Billy. "But I came today to ask you about the legend of the ghost of the lake."
"Oh," said Mrs. Ward with a big smile. "You heard about the ghost of the Green Lady?"
"Yes," said Billy. He was feeling a little stupid.
"But why do you call her the Green Lady?" "Because according to the legend, a green glow appears over the lake when Lady Sebastian's ghost appears," said Mrs. Ward. "I'll give you a book of local history, and you can read the story."
"Thank you," said Billy. "I want to read the story." He took the book and ran to his room. He was anxious to read it, but after a few minutes, James and Alan entered the room. They were very excited.
"Did you hear the news?" shouted Alan. "Somebody stole a painting from the Great Hall."
"What?" exclaimed Billy.
"You're joking."
"He's not joking. There's a school thief," James explained. "This is the fourth time he stole things from the school."
"Why can't they catch him?" asked Billy.
"I don't know," said James. "The teachers are suspicious and watch us all the time."
"Hey, we must go," said Alan suddenly. "The maths lesson starts in 5 minutes."
"Mr. Evans is our maths teacher," explained James to Billy. "We mustn't be late. He's very strict."
"Okay," said Billy. "I have got a plan, but I'll tell you after the maths lesson." Later, Billy told his roommates his plan.
"Let's go to the lake on the 1st of February and wait for the ghost to appear," he said. "It'll be great fun."
"Fun?" said Mark. "It won't be fun if a teacher catches us."
"He's right," said Alan. "Every night a different teacher is on duty. He checks everyone is in bed. If we leave the building together, he'll catch us."
"Let's discover which teacher is on duty that night," said Billy. "Then we can make a plan."
"They have got a duty list in the teacher's room," said James. "But the teachers don't permit us to enter it."
Billy was excited.
"Let's go and find the list tonight," he said.
His friends were all very quiet and didn't move.
"They're frightened," thought Billy. "Well, I'm the new boy here, so I'll have to prove myself. I'll go."
Later that night, Billy opened the door quietly.
"Good luck,"
whispered his roommates.
"Thanks," said Billy. "I'll be fine."
Billy walked quietly through the dark corridors to the teacher's room. Nobody was around. Slowly, Billy opened the door. He was starting to feel nervous.
"Where's the duty list?" he thought. "I must find it quickly."
There were many lists and notices on the walls. Billy checked all of them. He didn't understand a lot of them, but finally he saw the duty list.
"Mr. Graham is on duty on the 1st of February," said Billy. "Right, now I can get out of here."
He opened the door to return to his bedroom, and he stopped, very surprised. Somebody was talking on a mobile phone. Billy quickly hid behind the door and listened. It was Mr. Evans.
"Oh no," thought Billy. "That's bad luck. I don't like Mr. Evans. What's he doing here, and why is he speaking in a low voice?"
"I'll meet you at the church tonight,"
Mr. Evans was saying. Don't be late! Billy thought he sounded very anxious. Then Billy realized Mr. Evans was coming towards the teacher's room. There was no time to hide. Mr. Evans opened the door and saw Billy. At first, he was surprised, and then he was furious.
You! What are you doing in here? We don't permit you to be in the teacher's room, he shouted. It's 11 p.m. Why are you out of bed? I'm taking you to the headmaster now. You're in big trouble, boy.
5 minutes later, Mr. Evans knocked on Mr. Hopkins' door. The headmaster was surprised when he opened his door.
Mr. Hopkins, I just found Billy in the teacher's room, said Mr. Evans. Billy knows we don't permit pupils to go in there.
Billy, why were you in the teacher's room? Asked Mr. Hopkins.
I'm really sorry, said Billy. I wanted a glass of water and I got lost. I don't know the school very well.
I don't believe you, shouted Mr. Evans. It's very suspicious. We've got a thief in this school, you know.
Billy was shocked. Did Mr. Evans think he was the school thief?
I'm not the thief, Mr. Evans, Billy exclaimed. The school thief was stealing things for months. I'm new here.
Mr. Hopkins pointed his finger at Billy. Don't leave your room at night. There are school rules, Billy. Follow them, or you'll be in trouble. Go to bed now. It's very late. Billy said good night and returned to his bedroom. His roommates were awake and anxious to hear Billy's story.
Billy, you must be careful, said Alan. Mr. Evans and Mr. Hopkins will watch you now.
I like the headmaster, but I don't like Mr. Evans, said Billy. He thinks I'm a thief.
Don't worry, everybody hates Mr. Evans, said James. But now you must forget your crazy plan to visit the lake on the night of the 1st of February.
Oh, that night is weeks from now, Billy answered. Everything will be okay then. It'll be fun to wait at the lake after dark and see the ghost of the Green Lady.
But it won't be fun if Mr. Evans sees us, said Mark.
Mr. Graham is on duty that night, not Mr. Evans, said Billy. His name was on the duty list in the teacher's room.
It's just a stupid legend, Billy, said James. Nothing really happens on that night.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Look, if you're all frightened and don't want to come with me, I'll go alone, said Billy firmly.
The boys looked at each other. They were frightened, but nobody wanted to admit it.
All right, said Alan finally. We'll go too.